JM in the AM on a Tuesday morning broadcast. Our good friend Linda Spiegel is with us live via telephone, Director of Public Affairs for the Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehab Center. Many would say that the Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehab Center is one of the best kept secrets in the Jewish community, because I don't know how many of you know that their facility, which is on Chapin Parkway in Jamaica Hills, that's right, right near a million beautiful Jewish neighborhoods in Queens, has been providing our community with the highest quality short and long-term subacute rehab, clinically complex care, and state-of-the-art virtual reality rehab systems, all with a beautiful shul, a renovated gym, a cafe and recreation center right there in the building. It's a 5-star rated, fully kosher facility. It's an excellent place for rehab, no matter what you are recovering from. They have valet parking. They're under the Hashgacha, the Vad HaRabbanim of Queens. Like I say, it is, for some, a well-kept secret. Others are very familiar with just how amazing they are. On the 7th of April, they are having an event that, if I'm not mistaken, they were supposed to have 4 years ago. Remember 4 years ago this month, COVID started, and the Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehab Center was planning a major celebration for our community. Finally, 4 years later, on the 7th of April, which is a Sunday, that event is going to take place. Linda Spiegel, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
It's a pleasure to be here, and it's only 4 years later, but we're relentless. We don't give up. You always go forward.
You don't give up, and my gosh, what's happened in those 4 years, because during COVID, you guys had to make a zillion adjustments that so many health facilities had to make during the COVID crisis, and then slowly come out of it, right? You had to make small adjustments to slowly get back to normal. And now, thank God, you're ready to invite everybody in the community to come see the facility and be part of a celebration. So I guess it's been a long road, but Baruch Hashem, on April 7th, it's going to be quite a wonderful celebration for the community.
Baruch Hashem is right. We are so proud to be able to sponsor this event in the community, to have something so special going on. I don't know too many nursing facilities that have a dedication of the Sefer Torah, right, as we are, not the Sefer Torah. And it's just really to show our commitment to the Frum community, to the Jewish community, to know that they're welcome and that we're going to be doing more and more as we go forward from this point on. COVID really did shake up everything. Your families weren't visiting. It was just a terrible time. Our building is so open to so many people now that we're seeing everybody come back in. As a matter of fact, just the other day for Purim, the guys from Lander College came dancing through. Families were there with their children in costumes. I mean, it was just, it really felt like we're back to where we had been.
You have a lot of partners, and I know there are a lot of people, and we're gonna, as we get closer to April 7th, we'll have an opportunity, hopefully, to mention all of them. But there are a lot of people that you have associated with from our community. That's why I say, for a lot of people, you know, I discovered, because of your work and your outreach, I discovered the Margaret Teets Rehab Center years ago, and was introduced to it and what it does for the for the Frum community in the area and for others in the Frum community who want a good rehab center. But a lot of people did not know about it, and you have partners. You just mentioned Landers. We know about the boys and the Rabbeim from Chavetz Chaim that frequent the facility and try to cheer up the patients. We know about Rabbi Blasovsky and Chabad of Northeast Queens. I mean, with all the communities that you have in Queens, and you're certainly servicing a lot of them, you are not forgetting the Frum community. You have a lot of great associations and a lot of people who are involved in continuing to build your facility. And I know that you take great pride in that you have the community visiting you constantly and that you're always reaching out to the community.
We really want people to know that we're available. People call me all the time. You have a family that has a problem. Somebody had a surgery, needs that rehab stay. The rabbis in the community, I'm very involved with all the time. I sit on the board of the Queens Jewish Community Council, so that the word about Margaret Teets is there, so people know if they need us, we're available to them.
And the I'm sorry for interrupting, but the professional level of the actual therapies and rehab schedules that are happening are well documented. You're surrounded by a lot of great medical personnel and a lot of people in the field of therapy that really know what they're doing. So not only will people be getting a good community experience, they'll be getting high quality rehab as well.
100% our therapists, we have over 30 in staff. Everybody gets one-to-one for the sessions that they have. They come down two sessions a day. And our stats really show that people get back to the community very quickly from our facility, which is what our goal is. You know, we don't want to keep people there. We want you to get healthy, get better, get back on your feet, and go home to where you were.
Linda Spiegel is with us live via telephone on the 7th of April. There's a Hachnasa Sefer Torah celebration. They have a shul. That's right. There's a shul in the Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehab Center on Chapin Parkway in Jamaica Hills, New York. And not only that, they have, according to the statistics that I have in front of me, 85% private rooms, separate kitchens, of course, under the vod for meat and dairy, a full-time rabbi on staff, beautiful outdoor gardens, a Shabbos elevator, a community Erev right there in the community, Shabbos Minyanim, a full holiday schedule, Shabbos hospitality apartments for people to stay nearby. I mean, we're talking about, of course, a great therapy system as well. We're talking about meeting the needs of the community as best as possible, and they are doing that in Queens, New York. All right, so the Hachnasa Sefer Torah, this celebration, which again is 4 years in the making, this is just essentially going to solidify your presence as a full synagogue in the area, right? I mean, like, you're acknowledging the fact that this is just not a room where people happen to daven. It's a beautiful shul that's now going to have a brand new Sefer Torah.
It's a beautiful shul, and actually we have a beautiful courtyard garden, and that shul, the courtyard garden, is adjacent to that room. So what our hope is that down the road, people can have their simchas there. They can walk right into the courtyard garden, plan with us in advance if they have something happening. And we want to be part of it. We want to help them out with a space. And once they come and they see that our shul on the 7th of April, I'm sure they're going to want to use that shul. It's really beautiful. And we happen to be having like a really wonderful master of ceremonies that day.
Oh, I can't
sort of know him.
I can't wait. I can't wait to be there because we first talked about this 4 years ago. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody the morning of April 7th at the Margaret Teets Rehab Center in Queens, New York. Now, you're providing a lot for both the adults and the kids. You're going to have, obviously, the sofer is going to be there, and I'm assuming that you're going to invite people to write letters in the Sefer Torah. In addition, you're going to have some great Jewish music there. What are you doing for the kids? And you're encouraging the kids in the community to come along with their parents. What are you going to be doing for the kids that day?
We have face painter. We also have a clown that's going to be doing magic tricks and making, you know, having balloons and some other activities for the kids. It's going to be a lot of fun. We also have a fabulous caterer, so we're doing a buffet breakfast. We have a lunch, and there's going to be special menu for the kids and candy for the kids and have the flags, and we have everything going on. So I'm trying to juggle all the little parts and make sure it all comes together seamlessly, and I think it really will. I think it's just a very special day for a facility that was founded by Holocaust survivors, four survivors, that was not kosher, to now be dedicated to have a Hachnasa Sefer Torah at our facility is a miracle. It's an amazing thing. Yeah. The rabbis in the community are so excited about this, and we are. We are just so proud to be doing this at our facility and really hope people come out.
How many years ago was Margaret Teets founded?
1971. It's just a few days ago. Wow.
And how long have you been with the institution?
Well, since I'm only 25, I don't know. I've been there over 30 years.
Amazing.
It's unbelievable.
Linda Spiegel's with us live via telephone. By the way, that day on the 7th of April, and it'll start about 9:30 in the morning, and we'll obviously give the full schedule as we get closer to the event, and there'll be ads all over the place people will be able to see, especially if they're in the Queens area, they should come by. But in addition to everything we've discussed, Pumpadisa is going to be performing that morning. That's the musical entertainment. When did the Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehab Center get so hip, Linda Spiegel?
We're just so hip, and it's so funny because I started naming the group, and they're like, "You're having pampadisa? Really? You're having pampadisa?"
I'm telling you.
I just have. It's amazing. Well, I have to make a call out. Rabbi Yossi Blasovsky's son is the drummer, the pampadisa.
Nice.
So there you go.
You have a lot of local talent there near the Margaret.
We have talent. Come to Queens. We're the place. We're the place to be. It's unbelievable.
So I've heard. The Sefer Torah will be completed on the morning of April 7th. There will be a full Hachnasa Sefer Torah celebration, including Pampadisa, including the face painter and clown for the kids, including a beautiful luncheon buffet. There'll be local legislators, members of government as well, who are going to be participating, and of course, prominent rabbis, some of whom we have already mentioned in this conversation. We strongly suggest to everybody in the area, and certainly those even not in the area who have benefited, a lot of families in this audience have benefited from the Margaret Teeth Center. Right, Linda? A lot of people in our community listening right now have benefited from your facility, and they're not even Queens residents.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And some are residents long-term, but thankfully many are short-term. They come, they get that therapy they need, and they're back home. And that's our goal for everybody. You know, we just want them to get back to their life and come and visit us. Come and visit us afterwards. We see a lot of people after the fact that come back and visit, or we see on the streets walking on Main Street, and we're just so happy to see them out and about and back to their lives. So
yeah, quick recoveries is your goal. Quick recoveries.
That's the key.
No question.
And I should say one more thing, sure, about the donation that we're seeking for the letter writing. Where, you know, we're not accepting any money ourselves, but we know traditionally people do make donations.
Right.
So we're hoping to do that. We already coordinated with Moshav Noveh in Israel, and we're helping them with security systems there. I know you know them very well.
I certainly do.
Them and family. And that was what we decided to take on for ourselves at this point, to really help support what's going on in Israel, pray for the safety of our hostages, pray for everybody that Israel comes back to where it was and not stronger. And when I spoke with Sion, you know, we decided we wanted to coordinate this, and I know how involved you've been as well. So you're leading the charge, but we want to be part of it as well. Any donations are going to that.
Well, I have been involved, but it still comes as a surprise to me, and I'm thrilled, to say the least. I want to make sure everyone understands this. The tradition is when one writes a letter in the Sefer Torah, the institution or the group or the synagogue obviously benefits, because everyone obviously wants to support it with donations. Margaret Teets is not accepting donations that day for the Hachnasa Sefer Torah. They're encouraging everybody who wants to donate to donate the money to Moshav Naveh. Many of you recall that we had a very, very early in this war relationship with the people in Naveh that continues until today. And they are going to be using the money to enhance the security system. And believe me, every single town on the Gaza border needs enhancement to their security system. That is, I mean, the truth is every town in Israel, but that's a separate story. So just realize that now I know that it's going to be a massively successful event, because they are partnering at Margaret Teets with Naveh, the city of Naveh, to enhance their security system with the funds raised during the Hachnasa Sefer Torah. So there you go, everybody. It's April 7th. We're encouraging everybody, obviously in Queens, but really from everywhere and anywhere, to come and pay tribute to the Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehab Center on Chapin Parkway in Jamaica Hills, New York. It is a 5-star rated, fully kosher facility under the VOD of Queens. Quick recoveries is their specialty. And any amenity that is necessary for the Jewish community, they have implemented, from the separate kitchens, obviously, to the full-time rabbi, to the Shabbos elevator in Eruv, to the Shabbos minyanim and a full holiday schedule. I mean, not that we wish this on anybody, Linda, but if, God forbid, somebody does end up stuck in rehab on Passover, on Pesach, they will be taken care of to the nth degree, them and their families.
100% full services. The kitchen is completely turned over. They will feel very, very comfortable. Our Rabbi Zalman Perlman, is wonderful. And between he and everything else, you know, we're so used to having various holiday celebrations at Margaret Teeth, and Pesach is a difficult one. Yeah. But we try to make it as comfortable as we can for the families, and know that they're going to have everything that they need there. We really try very hard to make that happen. And families are welcome to come and to stay with us. We have a Shabbos apartment, which is not even a block away. So many people that are traveling, even people that are coming in from out of state, they know that they can stay in that apartment as long as we have room available. But we do what we have to make people comfortable as we can, you know. So Pesach will be very busy. It's coming. So now we have this major event between Purim and Pesach. Nothing like a little extra excitement around. But we'll pull it together, and I can give you my number. People can always call me if they have any questions, want to know anything more about this event, or have a family matter that they'd like to discuss and see how we can help them. My direct number is 718-298-7838. 718-298-7838. And I look forward to seeing you on the 7th and to seeing the community really come out for this very special event. We're very excited about it.
Looking forward to April 7th as well, and we'll speak to Ari Perlman later in the week. I'm going to ask him about the whole Pesach thing. That's got to be quite a challenge. And I didn't realize, by the way, I don't know why I thought your Shabbos apartment was so much further away. You're telling me it's within a block of the facility?
It's a block away, yeah. It's like down the street. It's across 164th down the block, and that's it. It's like a two-minute walk, literally. And we can have a lot of people that, you know, it's first floor and a lower level, and we have plenty of room. Even if families want to stay, we have room for the kids too. There's plenty of room for people to stay there. We've had it for many, many years since we became kosher. That was one of the first things the CEO had said to us at the time. Linda, I think people might want to stay. Go and look for an apartment. And I remember walking out of the building that day and starting looking around, and I went here, and all of a sudden I walk into a real... looking at buildings, I'm saying, nah, that's not going to be good. And I'm looking at houses. And I happened to walk into a real estate broker, and I said to him, I'm looking for an apartment. He says, something just came available yesterday. You want to take a walk with me and see? He said, but there were, you know, kids that were in there from St. John's University. So, you know, I don't know how good it is, blah, blah, blah. I walk in there. They have red walls. It's like, what did they do here? And within a week, because it was before Pesach, and we had a rabbi's wife that wanted to, that thought she would have to stay. She didn't think she would be there at that point. She thought he was coming home, and he couldn't. And it wound up that he stayed. We said to her, we're going to, you know, set something up. She said, well, do you think I'll have a cot? I said, I think you're going to have more than a cot. And we walked over to the apartment. The rabbi walked with us. My husband walked with us. It was like a big red letter day. And we open up the door, and she says, this is nicer than my house. She said, this whole thing is for me. We literally put it together, furnished it within 2 weeks of Pesach.
Unbelievable. Look, you made a commitment to really service your Orthodox community, and the proof is in the pudding. You have checked every single box and done so in a really elegant way, as you just described the apartment, to make sure the Frum community is comfortable, which is pretty amazing. Anybody out there who has questions regarding the Jewish aspect of the Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehab Center, or the rehab aspect. It's one of these places you should really tell your doctors about if they're recommending a rehab center. You want a place that has a shul, you want a place that has the kosher food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. For any of this, you could speak with Linda Spiegel directly. She's Director of Public Affairs. You could speak with her directly at area code 718-298-7838. Again, that's 718-298-7838. Go to Margaret Teets, T-I-E-T-Z, margaretteets.org for information, margaretteets.org for information. Linda, thank you. Looking forward to seeing you on the 7th of April. And Kol HaKavod to the Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehab Center.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to talk to you, be on the show, and I wish everybody the very, very best. Thank you so much.
Linda Spiegel, contact her. I'm telling you, that facility is the answer for a lot of difficulties that one's family goes through in the rehab process. They have a lot of, they may have all the answers, frankly, but I'll just say at the minimum, they have a lot of the answers for you. 718-298-7838 on the 7th of April. Come and join us at Achdus Sefer Torah at the Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehab Center. More coming up. It's Tuesday at JM in the AM.